Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is May 12th, and Kendra Scott has all the perfect gifts to make her feel special with high-style quality pieces at an affordable price. They even have a great selection of gifts under $100. Use code DIRECTIONALLY for 20% off your purchase of any full-price fashion jewelry at kendrascott.com, or mention the code DIRECTIONALLY in any Kendra Scott store. Valid until July 10th. This Mother's Day, celebrate her with Kendra Scott.
Directionally challenged.
Dating is hard. LeVou makes it easy. LeVou is the best dating app there is. It just won the User's Choice Award for Best Dating App from Google Play. LeVou is for relationships. It's for something a little more serious, but it's also seriously fun. Tired of mindless swiping? Download LeVou. That's LOVOO. Get 1 week free premium membership using the code GETLOVENOW. That's GETLOVENOW for 1 week free on LeVou.
Hey guys, it's Candace
and Kayla, and we are directionally challenged.
Oh, we thought we'd have so much figured out by the time we were in our 30s.
And we don't.
No, we don't. But we are sitting down today with someone who is 25 years old and has figured out a whole heck of a lot of things.
I mean, she's incredible. You guys, we have Catherine Powell on, who
created Naked Magazine, or as the old fart like me over here was calling it, NKD Magazine.
Well, she said it's both.
So. Yes, at the age of 17, she started her own magazine.
It's incredible what she's achieved already at 25. And I just am so inspired by her and her story.
Yeah, it's really, we cannot wait for you guys to hear it. Now, Kayla, what magazines were you reading when you were 17 years old?
Gosh, I guess.
Were you in magazines when you were 17 years old?
No, I'm no. I
just picture you as an Alloy model.
Absolutely not, but thank you.
Or just like one of those like cute girls in 17 magazine who's like eating a bowl of cereal, like gossiping about your crush.
You're a really good friend. Definitely not. I was so awkward. And I remember wanting teen magazine, just regular teen magazine, and having to muster the courage to ask my mom to order teen magazine. And her answer was, I don't know if I want you reading that because there's sex in there.
Whoa.
And I was so uncomfortable. Luckily, my sister, who's a year younger, was my backup and was like, Mom, everyone's reading this magazine. We want this magazine. You should get it for us. So two against one, we ended up getting Teen Magazine, and the rest is history.
Jenica for the win.
Yes, thanks,
Shout out to Jenica.
Shout out, Jenica.
So, yeah, a lot of those magazines, I do remember, like, teen magazines talking about, like,
I feel like you were huge in pop culture at that age. What did you... Yeah, you loved all of that. What was your magazine that you read all the time? Did you shop from Delia's?
Oh, my God. So, I always... had the Delia's magazine, but I never actually bought anything. I think I got a few inflatable. That's not true. I bought some inflatable furniture off of Delia's.
For those of our listeners who don't know what we're talking about, Delia's is a catalog, a magazine, and then also a catalog that you can shop from. And this was before the internet and before Instagram and all of that. And you actually had to like fill out an order slip and send it in the mail. And then they would send you the clothes you wanted back. And it was the coolest, probably equivalent to what like Urban Outfitters now kind of idea, where it was just the coolest stuff. They had furniture, they had phone, like, you know, like I remember I got like a really cool clear, it was blue clear phone with my own phone for my own phone line. And that was really cool. With lava lamps, that kind of thing.
I do miss like landline phones. Mm-hmm. I really do. I had a Clueless phone.
Oh, wow.
And it would speak to you.
That's
like
so
you
cool.
could push a button and say like, as if.
So while Candace and I are doing our, having our Clueless phones and our blow up furniture, Catherine Powell over here is developing a magazine at the same age.
Well, she was much younger. Yeah. So by the time, I mean, she also grew up with the digital, in the digital age
of
than
course.
We did.
But the fact that she was in high school and then also developing a magazine at the same time is unbelievable.
What I appreciate is, I mean, even you, obviously you can tell by some of the magazines that we're talking about. Yeah, I read like 17 and Teen Magazine, and Nylon was out, but it was like so cool. But a lot of the teen magazines would kind of more talk about like fashion or like what happens when you and your friend are like in a fight, mm-hmm. or like how to get attention from your crush. Mm-hmm. And here's Catherine at the ripe age of 17 going, I want to read a magazine that talks about bands and gets like a better in-depth idea of who they are as human beings and people and why they do what they do.
Yeah.
And like what makes them and what makes them great and why they play music. Like the fact that she was so profound at that age to not only decide she wanted to start a magazine, but beyond, it was not about necessarily fashion or just who the celebrity gossip. It was specifically her following things that she was passionate about and wanting to sit down with people and truly interview them in a way that they would reveal who they were and be more naked.
And she says that she wanted to specifically target the people who would maybe get a small blurb in Teen Magazine and have them tell their full story in her magazine. And I think that's what's so interesting is she really just trusted her gut. She didn't try and follow the trends. She started to create them on her own. And to have that level of confidence at that age when you are still growing and learning who you are is really quite extraordinary. And I'm so happy we had her on this because, you know, our whole thing is that we're lost in our 30s and we have this. She's one of the youngest ones guests we've had on.
Yeah.
And she's 25 here and has accomplished so much already. And I just think for our listeners and for us, there's so much we have to learn from her. And the way she lives her life and what she believes and how she goes about creating her own reality, it's just really inspiring. And she's just got this really great ease and sort of effortless vibe to her, even still after she's accomplished so much. And you would think when you're interviewing an editor of a magazine that it would be much more of a business exchange and this sort of, she's just got this kind of down-home vibe and it's great. I'm such a fan.
I'm such a fan. And that's one of my favorite things about her is she is such a fan in her own right. I mean, that's why she started this magazine. She was a fan and she wanted to give bands and artists a place where she could really ask them all the questions that everyone was probably wanting to ask them. What shows did you go, what concerts did you go to when you were younger that you're like, oh my God, if I could sit down with this band right now.
You know who I loved in high school? It was Dixie Chicks. So I was like a big Dixie Chicks fan. And I think I've saw them four times in concert in high school. It was me and all my friends. We just loved them so much. And so that was really cool. But I think my first cool concert, I went and saw Madonna and we had really great seats. And I went, oh, this is next level. So I think, yeah, I've sort of like all ends of the spectrum. How about you?
A big one from when I was younger and living out here was, it was right after the Ting Tings hit, but it was before they'd like really hit on the radio. It's kind of like everyone.
You took me with you to that concert.
Were you there?
Yes, that, I went
yes,
with
it
you.
Was like, yes, it was like right after Vampire started then.
Yes.
And it was at that party and it was such a great concert. It was so
they're phenomenal
awesome.
Performers.
Yes.
And that's the thing, you guys, about Candace, is she's always, and maybe it's because you grew up in the music industry, like being a part of it, and then you're also married to a musician, but anytime I want to know what I should be listening to, like the cool music, I come to you. And when we shot the Vampire Diaries pilot, you made me a CD because CDs were cool back then.
Yeah.
And on the CD, on the burner CD, you wrote in tiny little writing around the whole thing that the name of the artist and what song it was. And I remember whenever I wanted to feel cool, I would put that on and it was like my pump up CD.
Thanks.
I still have it.
Loved making a mix CD.
Yes.
Loved it. And I love that you just complimented my taste in music.
You have fantastic taste
so
in music.
So if my stepdaughters are listening right now, Elise and Ava, see, I'm cool.
Well, when Billie Eilish first came out, you were like, oh, you have to listen to Billie
Eilish. No, because they listened to it.
Now, I thought Billie was a guy.
I'm not that cool. At this point now with teenagers in the house, it's just like a constant reminder that like they are on top of it.
But
like
that's awesome too, because then they can keep you cool and then you can keep me cool.
Yeah. Ava the other day in the car she was like, you don't listen, like, I bet you don't know like one rap song.
But didn't you almost take them to Chance the Rapper?
Yes.
So
that's a
cool.
Separate story.
But someone that's still got cool.
Yeah. But I was like, I do. And I'm not going to prove it right now, but I totally do. And if you know me at any karaoke joint by 2 a.m, no, but it was really funny. They just have this idea of like their dad and I just like not knowing anything that's current.
Which is so ironic because you guys are very like current in pop culture. I mean, I think if your wedding's in People Magazine, you are somewhat current, right?
Well, it was the wedding special.
It doesn't matter. I don't think that matters. The fact that you...
Thanks. You're making me feel real cool now.
No, but it's a thing.
Thanks.
For sure. And I'm just wondering what type of magazine I would have ended up creating had I started one at 17. And it would not even be remotely as cool and forward thinking as Catherine's.
Go for it. I want to hear what your magazine would be. Like, what would be some of the front cover headlines?
How to be cool.
That's the only one.
Yes. And it would not be a good one.
Is that the name of the magazine with like a question mark at the end?
But yeah, it would be like, you know, K and then E W E L L.
Whoa.
Like Kayla Yule.
I like it.
How about you?
I think you should do this. I think this has got to start now. Mine, I don't know. What I named my record when I was 17 years old was It's Always the Innocent Ones.
Ooh. Well, so, you do look very innocent, but I would argue that sometimes you are the opposite of that.
Well, that's there we go. There's the double entendre of the...
So that would be the name of your magazine.
The title. So that could be the name of it. And it would probably be like, oh my God, at the age of 17, it would have been like, what shoes can you wear all night without wanting to cut your feet off? And I don't know. I feel like I was just going out a lot when I was young. I don't want the kids to listen to this part of the conversation. I was going out a lot. I was so desperate for attention from boys. I probably still would have been the like, how do you get your crush to like you? Mm. How many hours should you wait before you text back? Like, that was me at 17.
But that's a normal 17-year-old. I feel like not many people are like Catherine Powell. They're just thinking ahead. And she said she was already, like, at her local venue in Jersey, taking photos of the local artists and, like, really diving into this sort of indie culture.
Yeah. Well, thank God Catherine Powell made a magazine and it wasn't You and I.
Yes. Very, very true.
Guys, we're so excited. Mm-hmm. Right after the break, we'll be back with Catherine Powell. We're so excited to have Catherine Powell here, owner, starter, CEO. Do all those words apply?
I think so. Yeah, I'll take a CEO title.
Of NKD Magazine, which you basically have lived out like this dream world of like any girl that watched a rom-com growing up being like, look at all these women who like work at magazines. And you were 14 years old and you're just like, you know what? I'm just going to start my own magazine.
Yeah. I started like photographing music when I was 14 and then realized no one would hire me because I was a teenager. And so at 17, I was like, well, let's try this and see if it works. And then that's when the magazine was born.
So already at 14, you were ready to get a job.
Pretty much. I grew up in a town that like celebrates lacrosse as a holiday and I'm not very coordinated. Like my parents sat me down the summer before freshman year of high school and were like, so what are you going to do? Like you need something that goes on your college application. And I was like, well, maybe I'll try out for the softball team in the spring because that was like the sport I was the least bad at. And my dad straight up was like, you're not going to make the team.
Thanks, Dad.
And the kicker is everyone makes the freshman team, but he was like, you've been taking pictures at shows, like, and he collected cameras growing up or while I was growing up, and there was a camera store closing near me, so he bought me a camera and was like, have at it. And then I just started bringing it to a local venue in my town or like a few towns over and just shooting like every Friday night just to like build up a portfolio.
So you have this dream to start this magazine, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people have dreams. We all have them, but you actually made it happen. So for our listeners, what was that process like? Take us through that.
I think like a lot of it comes down to like, you never have as much confidence as you do at 17 because it's like that weird time before you have consequences. But you like feel like you're an adult, even though you're very much not. And I just sort of figured like there was nothing to lose and just kind of went for it and have been like making it up as I go still 8 years later. Yeah.
We did a whole episode about fear and there was a woman, Monica Berg, who wrote a book called Fear is Not an Option. And yeah, I think that there is the benefit of fearlessness at such a young age. I mean, I look back at the things that I set out to do at a young age and I'm just like, what the hell was I thinking? Like if I was an adult really systematically thinking about like the logistical side of goal setting at that point, I wouldn't have gone for half the things that I went for. So so at 14, you get your first camera. You start taking pictures. You're already, which I'm blown away by the fact that you're like, you know what? I really need to build my portfolio. Like, so were your parents like very business oriented? Obviously your dad was encouraging you to go take pictures, which is an artistic business venture.
And my parents worked, both my parents worked all growing up. So it never occurred to me like, oh, like I wouldn't work. Like, and I had this very strong urge to get out of my hometown and never come back. And felt that like the art route was kind of the way to do that because no one in my town was really like an artsy person. It's very much like a sports and academic town.
And what town is this?
It's called Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Okay.
It's like 15 miles out of Manhattan. And like has a crazy school, like public school program, like on the side of our high school, it says a tradition of excellence. It's a very daunting motto to walk into every day.
Sets the bar. Just casual.
Super weird.
You move out of Ridgewood and you go
to New York.
To New York.
To School of Visual Arts for college.
Okay. And then is it while you're in college that you start NKD?
The magazine started when I was a junior in high school as sort of my like this is what I'm going to put on the college application. And this is like going to be my job. And I was very much trying to not go to college. And thought that maybe if I had like a working job by the time I graduated, I wouldn't have to. And then my parents were like, LOL, you're not making any money, so you're going. And 4 years later, I was still running the magazine while like going to school. And yeah, that was a lot.
So how did you start up a magazine then in your junior year? Most people are like, okay, we got to get the yearbook together.
I was on the yearbook committee too. That was my one extracurricular at school. But I, because I'd been like shooting bands, I had like some connections with publicists and managers. And my friend who I started it with, who left the company in like 2013, I think, wanted to be like a music journalist. So she was like, I'll write the articles and you'll take the photos. And like, this is it. We have our team. Doesn't work that way. Okay. but we both like, we had a lot of friends who were musicians. We had like a lot of connections in the music industry just from like what we had been doing, in high school, and sort of just sent out a bunch of cold emails and were like, we're going to do this thing. Does anyone want to be a part of it? And the first issue was mostly our friends. The first few really were mostly like our friends or friend adjacent,
And then, can relate with the podcast. Yeah. That's how it started for us too.
It's always, you just have to get the people around you involved first. And then it's like, look, here's the thing. Now other people will do it. So that was, yeah, the first few issues were like that. And then probably about like six in, we started like really getting to like pitch people and like have more of an idea of what we wanted. And then it started to sort of transform into like what it is now, which is not just a music magazine, but like kind of a young Hollywood vibe. A lot of actors, which when we started, there was like none in it because we just didn't know any.
But in, are these actual physical copies? Or are these digital copies? What did you start with?
We did both like from the beginning. So we published like through a digital space, and then we used a service that would basically print on like an on-demand service. So like if someone wanted to order one, then they would just print one, and like we wouldn't really see a profit from it, but we also wouldn't be putting money up for it. So it was kind of this weird gray area where we weren't really spending money, but we weren't making any either. But we were like 17 and we're like, this is fine.
Yeah.
We get to shoot bands and go to shows for free.
I think not losing money at 17.
Yeah,
is a
totally.
Feat.
Yeah. Totally.
That's winning. Yeah.
And it's still the same system we use today because like, especially after like Teen Vogue and Nylon got pulled, it was from stands. It was like, well, if we went to shelves, like we would get pulled in a year if that. So we still kind of, our main audience is digital. And then you can still have the option of like buying a print copy if you want one.
So you start this magazine, and Katie, which, how did you come up with the name? I always love a name story.
We came up with Naked because...
Do you call it Naked or NK?
It kind of depends.
Like old mom,
we go with
like-
both. We called it Naked in the beginning, and the first logo like said Naked. And the idea was like, we were kind of touching on like the idea of vulnerability and like being more open, because we were, especially in kind of the Warped Tour world of music, there was like one magazine that was featuring people, and they were like interviewing the same bands every month, asking the same questions, and it was like, there's so much more that we wanted to learn about these people. And that was sort of the mentality that went into Naked. So that's where the name came from. And then like about a year in, we were like, we're featuring some people that are not 18, and that's a gray area. So we took the vowels out, and then like depending on who we're speaking to, we refer to it as Naked or NKD.
I thought it was Naked too. So without the vowels, you still go Naked.
Yeah. It kind of just depends who we're speaking to just to pitch it. Cause like if we're like featuring someone from the Disney Channel who's like 15, we're like NKD.
Yeah.
but like if we're featuring like some cool rock band, we're like, it's called Naked.
Yeah. So what were the bands that you initially started out with then?
Some of our first ones were like The Main, Under Oath, Newfound Glory was on an early cover. A lot of like that Warped Tour world, like All Time Low. Jimmy Eat World was one of the like early ones, and that was like a big get for me. And then we sort of, started transitioning into like an actor world just by featuring like musicians who were also actors, and then like branching out into just actors, and then the YouTube space and like all these different people. But it was very rooted in Warped Tour at the beginning.
And tell us now how, if an issue for your latest issue, how do you come up with who you choose? How do you choose who's in it?
I still like take a lot of pitches, or we like pitch kind of like if someone's show is coming back in April, like or if their show is even just still airing in April and they want to do press on it because like their character has a big episode that month or something, or if a band's releasing an album or a single. But sometimes it's just like a lot of people that I just like, and I'm like, hey, I know you're not promoting anything, but like, do you still want to hang out?
And so you're a big fan of a lot of these people you put in your magazine.
That's still kind of the main thing, which is so selfish of me. Like the magazine is very much just like people I'm interested
in. That's amazing.
Or the coolest thing ever. Like, you know, some people have like a blog or like an Instagram fan account.
Right.
You created a magazine to be like basically doing the ultimate version.
My Instagram is a fan account for just like a lot of different people.
So you figured out a way to hang out with the people who you admire the most.
Pretty much.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
So you're living in New York. This magazine's taken off. You're in college at this point, mm-hmm. balancing it all. Obviously still going to concerts and taking a lot of photos. At some point you go on tour with someone. Was it with the YouTube?
Yeah, the first artist I toured with was Max, who was a YouTube / Nickelodeon actor kid. Yeah. And we had known each other for a couple years, and I went on tour with him my last semester of college, and was balancing that and the last semester. I think I might be the first college student in history to try and turn in their senior thesis early, and was told that I was not allowed. I had to then fly home and miss one show on tour to like physically hand my thesis to the head of my department.
Wow.
And then, we spent like a year touring together, and then I bounced around between a bunch of different artists for like short gigs, and then about a year ago fell into working with Kacey Musgraves, and that sort of like changed my whole career trajectory.
But she's doing all right these days.
Yeah, it's been a good few weeks.
Yeah, she's had a really solid few weeks.
Yeah.
Art or Album of the Year, Grammy
at every
award, winner,
award show.
At every award show.
Just won another one last night at the ACMs.
Killing it.
You got in with her right before she really took off.
My first show with her was the same month that she released Golden Hour. But I'd been a super fan of hers since like my freshman year of college when Merry Go Round came out, and just sort of like lucked into the job by being in the right place at right time.
Tell us that story then.
Basically, like one of my oldest friends was getting her master's in London, and she was home for Christmas like 2 years ago and was like, well, you should come visit while you have a free place to stay in London. And I was like, done, sold. And I was like looking just to see what was going on in London. In like a few weeks I was available, and there was this country music festival happening there, and I was like, well, I have a few clients playing that, like, maybe if I'm out there I can then just have them hire me and that'll pay for my vacation. And that's what I did. And then Kacey's team, who I'd never worked with before, heard I was going to be out there based on a recommendation, hired me for that show, and then I just like kind of started going a lot of places with her. And then we did like a full Europe tour in the fall, and now this U.S. headliner just finished, and we do Coachella this week and a whole bunch of festivals this summer. But yeah, it's been kind of crazy.
That sounds like a dream job.
It's like truly my dream job. Like if anyone asked me like, who's the artist you want to work for? Like for years I've said Kacey. And then I'm just like, how did this happen? How has no one like figured out that I'm just like a super fan and like so stoked to be here?
But that's what I love. I feel like especially in the entertainment industry, people are just over being a fan. People are just like, oh yeah, they're cool, whatever. Or, oh yeah, I watched this. Or unless it's Game of Thrones. Like everyone's decidedly all for being a fan of Game of Thrones, but anything else plays it cool. And you're such like, to me, I'm like, you're such a cool girl. And yet you're totally open about being like, yeah, I'm like a fan. I'm like ride or die One Tree Hill.
Yeah. Don't get me started on the Avengers or we'll be here for hours.
But what advice would you give to someone who is young and or in college and in college, or an adult who wants to pursue something that does bring them joy and walk that line of like being professional and also just enjoying the hell out of it?
I think like there is, especially towards young women, like such a stigma of like being a fangirl, and like dudes don't really get that. Like a dude can like, if a dude was like, yo, I fucking love One Tree Hill, like people would be like, that's so cool that a guy watches that show. And they wouldn't think anything of it. But if a girl does, it's like, oh, that's sweet. Like that you like that. But I think just like being vocal, like really does work, like in terms of, you know, getting access to people and like getting to be in the rooms that you want to, especially with social media, like, if you look at like influencers, even like people get into rooms because they're vocal about something that they care about, whether it's like a beauty convention or like there was someone last year who went to see the Avengers movie like an absurd amount of times in theaters and then got invited to the premiere for this one, like things like that. Like, I really think that like being a fan is and being a vocal fan really opens doors these days when it like there didn't used to be an outlet for that. Necessarily.
What's, can you give an example of like, was there someone that you were really passionate about getting on the cover of your magazine or someone that you really wanted to interview that you kind of reached out? Or I know it's been a lot of issues, but
I'm trying to think. I mean, like a big one for me was our 5-year anniversary cover. We had Troy and Belisario from Pretty Little Liars on the cover, like kind of at like the height of PLL being what it was. And that was a show that I had watched like religiously from the beginning. And like never shut up about online because there was so much to talk about. And then by the time we like got her in the room, like, you know, her team was aware that like she was going to sit down for an interview with someone who like knew what they were talking about. And I think like things like that kind of help a lot. I mean, same with Jimmy Eat World. Like when we had them for the cover, it was to celebrate them being a band for 20 years and I was 20. And so that was like the whole pitch was like, I don't know my life without this band and like whatever. And they were like, that's an awesome story. Here you go. And yeah. That's like how we got that.
I love that. Yeah. Cause people want to feel like it's not, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, Kayla and myself like are both part of a show that had like a very large fandom, which, you know, and it is nice.
Big part.
Yeah. But it's nice when someone does know the backstory. Like I'm very flattered. I was able to be on the cover of Naked magazine, but you knew everything about like,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's time to get more in 2024. I know for me, one of my goals is to feel really strong this year. And honestly, so far, so good. Because that's where 310 Nutrition comes in. It's helping me and our listeners in the new year with protein and super rich food products with so many options and flavors. Right now I have the Chocolate Bliss and Caramel Sundae, and they are both so delicious. I have to hide them from my husband so that he doesn't steal them too. They're a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that leave me feeling full. 310 Nutrition also has a hydrate electrolyte drink mix. My favorite is the peach mango flavor. So not only am I hydrating and drinking water, I have an electrolyte blend, vitamin blend, and it's sugar-free. With one stick of Hydrate Mix into 16 ounces of water, and it can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Thank you. This way I can keep my resolution, keep feeling strong, have greater focus, feel refreshed, and maintain my hydration without having to drink as much. One of my favorite refreshing water enhancers they have is the lemonade flavor. It gives me energy. This one's also sugar-free. It's used with real lemons and it's pH balanced. And this also offers the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, 3-10 is celebrating a new year of goals with code CHALLENGED and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products that you know you'll use and will help you keep your resolution. So go to 310nutrition.com and use the code CHALLENGED right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310-nutrition.com and use code CHALLENGED. It's all the good stuff your body needs in flavors you crave. So be healthier effortlessly.
You are ready to throw down with the Klaus and Caroline storyline.
I'm always ready to throw down with the Klaus and Caroline storyline.
Whereas, like, sometimes, you know, and when it is your entire life, it's nice when you do get to celebrate it in a way. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, not to say that every journalist out there is going to be the biggest fan of every person or every show that they're interviewing about. But it is nice when you do have the time and ability to sit down with someone that is a genuine fan.
Well, and I would think the article comes out so much better that way. And it just seems so much more interesting. So right. I think that's why Naked has been so successful, is you have the people that you love on the cover and have the articles about that you, I mean, the 20 years with Jimmy Eat World, that sounds like such a fascinating article. I now want to go back and read that, you know?
Yeah.
So these concepts and these ideas are really fascinating and interesting.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
OpenFit is a brand new super simple streaming service that takes all of the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. Everyone's bodies are different, and OpenFit gets that, which is why it's personalized to your needs with custom-tailored original content. Not to mention, with OpenFit, you can work out anywhere in as little as 10 minutes a day using your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, or Roku. I loved OpenFit when I was using it, you guys. It's so easy to download. It's so easy to navigate. The amount of workouts that are offered is really great too, which I think is a huge plus. OpenFit has changed the way I work out, and with my code CHALLENGED, you can join me on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use our code CHALLENGED and start using OpenFit with your journey to a healthier life. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-Day Challenge, our listeners get a special 30-day free trial membership where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days. Just text CHALLENGED to 303030 and you will get full access to all of OpenFit's workouts and nutrition information free. Again, that's CHALLENGED to 303030. Standard message and data rates may apply.
Own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers. Shop from designers like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, Cartier, and hundreds more at up to 90% off retail. New arrivals come in daily, and every single item is authenticated by The Real Real's team of experts. In fact, The Real Real employs over 100 brand authenticators, gemologists, horologists, and art curators from around the globe who inspect thousands of items each day to ensure that every item is 100% authentic. Shop and consign women's and men's luxury fashion, as well as fine jewelry, watches, art, and home. Shop online, visit one of their stores in Soho or West Hollywood, or visit one of their luxury consignment offices in Chicago, Dallas, Miami, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. I love how simple The Real Real makes it when you're shopping online. It's a great way to find a really nice gift at an affordable price. Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. That's therealreal.com, promo code REAL, for 20% off select items.
Support for today's show comes from Bare Minerals, creators of clean beauty. Purity in formulation and uncompromising performance have always been the guiding principles of Bare Minerals, because they believe that makeup and skincare should make your skin better, not just better looking. This has been the Bare Minerals philosophy since they began the clean beauty revolution in 1995 with their best-selling original foundation, which offers creamy, lightweight, buildable coverage that's naturally luminous. The clean formula is made with only 5 good-for-your-skin ingredients, all minerals, including non-chemical SPF protection. Makeup so pure you can sleep in it, and it actually improves your skin over time. It's everything your skin needs and nothing it doesn't. For Bare Minerals, to be clean without compromise means good for skin formulas with proven performance. Like every Bare Minerals product, it's 100% cruelty-free. Better yet, both the original and matte loose powder foundations are available in 30 shades. Upgrade to clean beauty products. Use the foundation finder at bareminerals.com to find your perfect match. First-time customers will get 15% off when you use the code CHALLENGED. That's bareminerals.com, promo code CHALLENGE for 15% off your first purchase. Bare Minerals, the power of good.
And we're back. Do you feel the pressure of pop culture, or do you just kind of give your finger to it and be like, no, this is what I like, this is what I think is cool, and I know that there is a huge group of people that are going to like what we have to say? Or do you feel like you have to kind of confine yourself to what's more trendy at the moment?
It's kind of both, but I feel like I, because I'm kind of a pop culture nerd, like I watch every TV show and I'll like listen to everything on New Music Friday and just sort of get a feel for what's out there, just because that's what I want to do. But I do, like, we've definitely featured people from like shows I haven't watched or like bands that I'm not as familiar with, but because I know that they're sort of having a moment. But when it comes to kind of like picking people for the cover and things like that, like I feel like I'm more confident in my abilities to like pick someone that people are going to be interested in. Like one of the, we had Candace Patton from The Flash on the cover, and it was her first magazine cover, and it's still like beyond our most outperforming issue. And I think like, especially with like, you know, the CW Freeform world of it all, like that's where the most passionate fans are. And it's weird to me that like magazines like necessarily Teen Vogue or Nylon or any of those like don't really see that benefit, that like these fans are so passionate and like there's a reason why I'm interested in that world and like I'm not the only one. So I've definitely, especially like 8 years in, like really trust my taste for the most part. Like there hasn't been a time where we've put someone on the cover and it's just like died. And I was like, oh, fuck.
I think that's because you are pop culture. I mean, to want to listen to new music on Friday, you know what I mean? To want to innately do that instead of feeling like you have to do that to stay up with the times, you naturally, I just see why the magazine has been so successful.
Thanks.
And speaking of, how many years has it been now?
We will be celebrating 8 years in July.
8 years. And I think you have some big news, right?
Yeah. The July issue will be our... Hold on, I have to count really quick. Our 97th issue.
Wow.
And our 100th issue is going to be our last. And it's going to be a celebration of, you know, 8.5 years, 100 issues. We're trying to bring back every one of our cover artists to, you know, do something special. But yeah, it's been a thing that I've known that's going to happen for about 2 years now. So I've had like a lot of time to prepare for it, but now I'm like, oh, it's happening.
How does it feel?
Like really sad, but really great at the same time. Like it was always supposed to be a stepping stone to something bigger. And then like the stone sort of turned into an island without me really noticing. And it's really easy to get stranded on an island. But like, I wanted to end it before someone was like, why are you still doing this? So it felt like 100 was kind of like this marker that people would like see it as an accomplishment and also understand the choice I was making.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, 100 issues, that's a lot. Obviously, Candace's issue is one of your favorites.
Yes.
Do you have any other? Do you have any other favorite issues that stand out? Maybe the Jimmy Eat World one.
The Jimmy Eat World one was so huge to me. And like the fact that we did that kind of like 2.5 years in, mm-hmm. that sort of felt like the moment where I was like, oh, this is working. Like this was my number one goal when this started, was to like be able to do something with Jimmy Eat World. And it happened really early. And I was like, cool, now I can change like what I want to do with this and whatnot. But yeah, that one was really cool. I'm trying to think like our last few.
Seems like the Trojan Belisario one was a huge one too. Because
that was cool.
Was the height of PLL.
And I think that was also the one where people who maybe either like doubted the magazine or doubted me or just like hadn't really like placed Naked on the level of like some of these other magazines just because it was digital were like, oh, okay. Like she's on the biggest show in the world right now and she's on your cover. Like that says something. Like if you went to the newsstand that month, like you would see every other Pretty Little Liar on a cover that month because they had like a season coming out that month. And she chose ours for that, which was like a very cool, just like bragging moment almost.
Yeah.
But yeah, it all does kind of blend together at some point. Like I'm going through my head trying to like remember who was on it. And I'm like, I don't know.
Well, because it's so fast paced and you
yeah,
got
it's
constantly.
Monthly.
Yeah. I mean, at least in all the rom-coms I've seen of people that work at magazine companies.
Yeah,
that's
you,
how
put,
I picture
you put one out
it.
And you're on to the next.
Yeah, it's Kate Hudson hanging around and Jennifer Garner. And there's
wouldn't
like
that be nice?
Someone in the corner office and everyone's gossiping and running around in heels
and
all day.
And assistant's always getting coffee.
The reality is me in my yoga pants in my one bedroom apartment in New York, hearing the hospital sirens from across the street.
So you kind of touched on it a little bit, but whenever you do start your own business venture, it's not that you're surrounded with a bunch of people going like, yeah, you can do this. Believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. Like what was encouraging to you and what people were trying to tell you not to move forward? Like, what did you kind of discover within yourself at that point of, okay, this is my goal. This is what I'm doing. And I'm not going to take no for an answer.
I mean, my mother would love to tell you that I've never taken no for an answer. but I think that was kind of like a big thing was I was kind of raised in a very, sheltered bubble in Jersey where I was lucky that like I had, that my parents had the resources to sort of like, let me try things and learn what I liked and figure out myself without sort of worrying about other factors. So by the time I started something, there was nothing in my head that was like telling me like, you can't do this. And I think my parents were and have been continued to be like so supportive beyond belief and like have given me a lot of extra wiggle room to figure things out than I think a lot of kids get the opportunity to. But like, I know a lot of people don't have that. And I really think it's just like making sure that if you don't have those resources, like to surround yourself with other people that like are encouraging you to just keep following what you're trying to do.
Were there moments where you found out you thought people would support you that didn't?
Yeah, for sure.
How did you handle that?
I mean, it's been kind of nice. Like when, I mean, I'm sure you've gotten this where you ask people in the beginning, like be on my podcast. And then they were like, no. And then it was successful. And they were like, hey, so I'm available
yeah.
now. it was definitely a lot of that where it's like people who thought that they were too cool for us or like whatever, just were like, oh, well, I'm doing this new thing now. My record label dropped me and I don't have help and blah, blah, blah. Which is like a little satisfying. but yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard when like you like believe so much in what you're doing and you're like trying to tell the people that you care about it. And they're just like, uh-huh, good luck. Like, I don't think that there's any like solution to that except to like just prove that like you can do it and then like laugh at them later.
So you're ending the magazine after 100 issues and you're touring with Kacey Musgraves,
yeah,
which is a huge transition.
Touring with her and Dan and Shay right now.
Okay.
I'm kind of bouncing between the
two. Who also had a big night last night.
Yeah.
At the AMAs.
Yeah. It's been.
Oh, wait. I keep calling them the AMAs, the CMAs. Sorry.
ACMs were last night. There's like
ACMs.
So many countries. There's so many that like it's impossible to keep track of.
The BRBs last
yes.
night.
The,
were so
the
great.
Music awards.
Yeah. The TTYLs.
Yes.
Yes.
Also a big night for them. Yeah.
So how do you, what's next? Because you are still so young in your life and you have so much room to accomplish so many things, but you've already started this magazine at such a young age and now you're touring with some of the hottest artists. So are you going to continue on this touring vibe for a little bit? And then
yeah.
how do you trump what you've already done?
I don't know. And that's kind of the question right now. I've also kind of come to peace with the fact that like naked will kind of be the greatest thing I ever do. I can look at it like, not that I'm anyway comparing myself to Aaron Paul, but after Breaking Bad, he said something where he was like, I know that this is the greatest thing I'll ever do. And I've accepted that. And like, whatever I do next, hopefully it'll be great, but it won't be this great. And I'm kind of okay with that. I think I've spent the last 8 years fully focused on work, which is great. And I'm still going to focus like a lot of my life on work, but I do like the idea of like being able to have a personal life or like a little bit of a routine, or like maybe get a dog. Cause I like, will have a little more time to take care of one in theory. But definitely the majority of the rest of my year is touring with Casey and Dan and Che. And there's some things on the table for next year as well. So just going to be a road dog for a while.
It seems like you decide on an artist like Jimmy Eat World on the cover, and then it happens in 2 years. And then you decide that you want to like, you know, meet me, Casey Musgraves, and then it happens. So what's your secret?
I don't know. I really do believe in like manifesting things into the universe. Like I feel like that's happened a lot in my life. Mm-hmm. Like big fan of vision boards. I have a vision notebook because it's like a little more secret. It's
that's
like not
awesome.
On the wall.
Yeah, I would say traveling on the road with a vision board is probably not ideal.
My bunk just looks like a teenage girl's room.
I just want to see you like show up to the airport like, hey guys, this is my pillow and my vision board.
You know, whatever works.
I mean, everyone else in the band has their guitar and your vision board case.
That's fair.
No, but that's really smart. That's you know, very cost effective too for any of our listeners that want to try and have, you know, a vision notebook instead. Yeah. So you just get magazines and cut it out and put mm-hmm. it in your notebook.
And then you can just flip pages. And like, if you decide something doesn't work anymore, just rip out the page.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So that's what I do.
And that's so doable. And so then how often do you do something like that?
I like to like sit down like once a month with like a stack of like that month's magazines and just like pull things from it.
Or do you sit down with the mentality of like, I want to find pictures that are like me on tour, or do you just kind of rip out what speaks to you?
Kind of just rip out what speaks to me. Like if it's an artist I want to work for and they're like in like the Entertainment Weekly, like Bullseye, I'll just like cut them out and put it there, and like maybe I'll get hired to shoot one of their shows. And
it seems like it works. So I think we'll try this. I love it.
And I do just, because we have it, and I know this is an annoying question, but will you tell our listeners how old you are so they do have the like shock factor and reference of how much you've accomplished already?
I'm 25.
Yeah.
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 It's amazing.
Well done. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's why we created podcasts being like, well, we're still going to figure it out now in our 30s and we don't know really what's coming up next.
You might be one of the youngest we've had on.
I know.
But I've peaked at 25. Yeah, so
but I also wonder if acknowledging that you've peaked at 25 then allows you to not peak at 25 and to continue on. And then
it takes some pressure off.
Yeah, for sure.
Like maybe if people have lower expectations for me, that they'll come true.
Well, it seems like you have lower expectations for yourself, which is really effective.
Yeah. That's definitely been helpful. But yeah, it's a lot of self-deprecating, which definitely I think makes every accomplishment seem like a surprise. But yeah.
Okay. Speaking of self-deprecating, what was a day when everything just went wrong? Like I love when you're just like in charge of everything and everything's been going great. It's like easy to talk about all the days when like everything, you got Jimmy Eat World, you're, you know, in the PLL land. But when it's like, oh my gosh, like someone dropped out or this person never showed up or this is a terrible interview.
We've had a few of those, but I think the worst, and like I can tell this story because the girl who I started with, her name's Ariella. We are still very, very close friends. But there were moments when we were going to kill each other when we were working together. But there was one specific issue. It was still in the first year and we had the Used on the cover. And the shoot was a disaster to begin with because the lead singer was kind of going through a personal thing and was just like not in the mentality to be doing a photo shoot that day. But like we still went with it. We shot that cover in 2 minutes because he was just done. I asked him to like move his head and he like flipped out at me, like had a full meltdown, left the room. And I was like, oh my God. Okay. We took like 6 frames. Like we're going to figure out how to make this work. And I was like still in high school and I was like, this is crazy. And then on top of that, Ariella was writing the cover story for that. And this is the only issue we've ever put out late because she just couldn't write it. And the whole issue came out like 6 days late. And we lied to everyone and was like, we got locked out of our website because we're 18 and stupid. But the reality was like none of us could get our shit together for this one. And that was the moment I was like, are we doing this right?
But did you feel like it kind of made you stop and think like, okay, how do we want to?
Yeah, it definitely changed kind of our approach to like even just like giving more time when like we'll shoot a cover like 2 months in advance now. So that can't happen again.
Yeah.
And like things like that, that, you know, it's one of those things that like you do have to like learn as you go. Like no one could have told me like, you know, and one day the band might have a meltdown. Yeah. And yeah,
there's not really a how to book for.
No,
for that.
There's no how to book for how to deal with musicians, though there really should be.
I'm married to one. So,
yeah, yeah. So you could write it.
Yeah. I'll work on that.
So when does the final issue come out?
October 1st.
Okay.
And it's going to be kind of like a yearbook style celebration. So the last like normal issue will be September with 99. And then, yeah, the 100th will be the final, which is insane.
Do you have anyone you can tease that's coming up on the issues?
The next few months, May, we have Aisha D from The Bold Type. And then June is Franzia from Grownish. And then we're still putting together our 8-year anniversary issue. So I don't have an answer for that yet. But yeah, those are the next two. And then the final issue is going to be a mosaic of the first like 99. Wow. And then the inside will be portraits of a whole bunch of people.
Wow. And where can our listeners go to get Naked Magazine?
NKDmag.com. And you can buy either digital or physical copies through there. Yeah.
Perfect. And where can they follow you since you're going to be traveling the world? best tour ever.
Just at Catherine Powell on everything. Got just the first and last name on all socials because I was an early adapter.
That's great. We'll have that in our notes too if you guys want to click on that and follow.
Cool.
Her.
And what's your final, like, what do you have, like, a mantra? The secret journal, mm-hmm. but do you have, like, a mantra that keeps you going? Do you have, like, something that you do in your own routine that that's kept you going through the past 8 years of kind of owning your own business and...
This is more of a recent thing, but one of my best friends and I have been saying this, like, I guess since the top of this year, like, to what end? And just like when you're going to do something or like you have to do something, like to ask yourself, like, to what end are you doing that for? Like, what is the end goal of this specific action? And like, if there isn't one, is it like really worth your time? But that was also, yeah, that kind of came into play with, you know, when it, at the beginning of this year, when it came time to sort of start putting the pieces together for the last one. It was like, okay, to what end? Like, this is the end. Like, I've done what I wanted to do with this. So now I feel comfortable, like, letting it just be what it was.
Because what did you want to do with this magazine?
I wanted to, like, tell stories. That was sort of the main focus of it, was to give people who maybe only got, like, a page in a magazine or a little excerpt, like, more space to tell their story. Because I think, like, especially with anyone in the creative world, like, they have a story to some capacity. And that was the main goal. And then, like, selfishly, my personal goals were, like, to be able to work with someone like Jimmy Eat World, or to, like, meet artists that I could tour with, or to have, like, enough clout that, like, Rolling Stone would publish my photos, like, which just happened, like, 2 weeks ago.
That's huge.
Which is insane. And I literally cried in the airport. I literally landed in Burbank, saw the magazine at the Hudson newsstand and like picked it up and was just like crying at the checkout line. The woman was like, are you okay? And I was like, no.
This is a very emotional,
this is a big day.
Issue of Rolling Stone.
But that was, yeah, that was the goal, was like, I wanted to have a photo in Rolling Stone, and like, it took 8 years, but you know, it felt very like, I don't know what the word is, but like, kind of like fate that like, I, once I finally let go of like this thing that was supposed to be my way into that, that like that happened.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you've peaked. I think you're just climbing a really tall mountain.
Well, thanks.
So we're so excited to see what you do next.
Thanks.
And thanks for coming to share your story, because you're really inspiring.
Everything thanks for
you've
having me.
At 25.
Yeah. We'll have to have you back in your 30s. As grandma's over here, I'll still be doing this.
And I'll just be like, I have committed to a life of raising dogs on a farm.
Exactly.
That's all I do now.
You guys make sure you follow Catherine Powell and check out Naked Magazine. Like always, I feel so inspired after our interviews with our guests. Catherine she's got a lot of insight, and I loved her. The one thing I'm taking away from her is her cute little vision journal.
I love the vision journal.
And it makes so much sense, because so many people who have accomplished a lot at a young age have something that they do. It's part of their routine to set a goal or continue to further themselves in some way. And so she seems really passionate about her vision journal. And it seems like something that is doable and something she can once a month change and then take on the road with her now, because it's not just, usually people have vision boards up in their bedrooms, but if she's on tour with Kacey Musgraves, she has to make it user friendly. And so that's what she does. And I'm really inspired by that.
I love the idea of just leaning into being a fan. I loved her twist on the positive side of social media, that if you're trying to work with a company or if you're trying to work with an artist, you know, just be you, be you to the extreme and put it out there. Like, hey, this is what I like. This is what I'm supporting. And I just loved that she was able to say that that's how she's made connections in the past as well. Because sometimes, yeah, I think it's easy to get caught up in this, like, I gotta be cool, or this brand, or like, you're either a fan or you're like cool. And she just lives it all. And I also loved that she is such a fan. Mm-hmm. I just love that.
Well, she owns who she is, which is something that I think we all are still, I don't know, I'm going to speak for myself, I'm still learning to do that. And to be able to really have a sense of self at 25 is really admirable. And I think that's why she's so successful.
I agree. And I lost my train of thought for a second, but what I wanted to say is it reminded me of our conversation with Ilse Juber a few episodes back, where she talked about just following the art, like that you have to follow the art of it. And that is what I think Catherine has done so well, is she starts from a place of like what she's passionate about. Like, she wants to know the new music. And you pointed it out so wonderfully, Kayla, by saying none of this is obligatory. You're not treating this as a job, even though it is your job, and you're doing it very well. But she truly is following the intentions of why she started this magazine to begin with.
Yeah.
All these 8 years plus later.
And 100 articles, like, or no, 100
issues
later.
100 issues.
That's incredible.
I love that she's also, like, she's ready to say goodbye to this chapter. And, you know, she self-admittedly didn't have to. Mm-hmm. She was like, no, it was going fine, but it's time for me to move on to what's next.
Yeah. And I genuinely think that she will accomplish whatever it is. And if we are ever able to peek into her vision notebook, we will see the future, because she clearly is a powerful creator, and good for her. More power to her.
I agree. So everyone go out there and get a notebook.
Yes.
Start getting magazines, cutting them out.
And we hope you feel inspired by Catherine and all that she's accomplished at 25. But also, don't put pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
If you're 25 or older and haven't done that, it's never too late. So thanks for joining us on Directionally Challenged today. We hope you feel inspired, and join us next week for our next episode.
As the creators of Clean Beauty, Bare Minerals is driven by a philosophy that makeup and skincare should make your skin better, not just better looking. That's why their best-selling original foundation is made with only 5 ingredients, all minerals.
For Bare Minerals, to be clean without compromise means good for skin formulas with proven performance. Upgrade to clean beauty products.
Use the foundation finder at bareminerals.com to find your perfect match. First-time customers will get 15% off when you use the promo code CHALLENGED.
Bare Minerals, the power of good.
Directionally challenged.
Own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers at 90% off retail. Every item is authenticated by The Real Real's team of experts, and new arrivals come in daily. New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off selected items with the promo code REAL. TheRealReal.com, promo code REAL.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.